part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
1320 AM.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay.
Let's take a look at the individual numbers here at the half. Wisconsin trails Purdue 47-23, and the Badgers' leading scorer is Natalie Leitzinger. 2 of 2 from the floor. Leitzinger has 7 points to lead the way. After that, the Badgers have leaned on Lena Patty Bandla, 4 points on 2 of 4 shooting for the Badgers freshman. Copeland and Douglas each have 3 points. Copeland has hit a three-pointer. Douglas, all her points from the charity stripe. Grady has 2. Shramick has 2 with a team-high 3 rebounds. And Ronnie Porter has 2 at the free throw line and also a team-high 2 assists. For Purdue, Harper leads them in scoring with 14 points, 6 of 6 from the floor, 9 points from Ellis on 4 of 7 shooting, 9 points from Stevenson, also 4 of 7 from the field. Then it's 6 points from Layden. She's knocked down 2 3-pointers, also has 3 assists, 6 points from Terry, and a team-high 7 rebounds, and a team-high 4 assists from Terry as well. Smith has a point, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. That was a look at some of the numbers here at the half as Wisconsin trails by 24 points to Purdue. We'll take a break, come back, and the third quarter comes your way next. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badgers Athletics. John Adias with you from Mackey Arena, 47-23, the halftime lead for Purdue as the Boilermakers look to improve to 7-0 at home this season. Now, here's a stat that's not very uplifting for Badger fans. Purdue this season, or excuse me, Purdue has held 8 opponents to 60 points or less. And this season, when they do so, they're 6-2 in those games. So right now, the Badgers on pace to finish below that 60-point mark. And unless they have a huge second half. So that's a number to keep in mind. Quick check of the Big Ten scoreboard. Winners today, Michigan State over Penn State. Northwestern top Rutgers by 7. Michigan with the upset over number 17 Ohio State, 69-60. Fourth-ranked Iowa now 2-0 behind 35 points from Caitlin Clark. Also grabbed, handed out 10 assists. Iowa over Minnesota. And those are some finals from Big Ten women's basketball. Third quarter is now underway here from West Lafayette with Purdue holding the rock down low on the right. Opposite block pass at Stevenson to Layden, who scores down low on the left block. And Purdue starts the scoring with the bucket down low, 49-23. Third quarter just underway. Porter steers it off to the left. That's Leisinger, bounces down low on the left for Stramick, fights through two defenders, misses the shot, and lost it out of bounds. Trying to fight for her own miss, and it'll be Purdue basketball. Boilermakers outscored the Badgers, 23-11 in the first, 24-12 in the second. They've had runs of 10-0 to start the second quarter. In that first quarter, they had a couple of big runs, 8-0 and 7-0. Layden between the circles, guides it to the left side. This is Stevenson with Leitzinger defending. Now Terry catches the pass out on top. Jimenez has it, playing with two fouls. Layden defended by Jimenez. Outside right, shot clock's down to 5. So jump pass it over to Harper, driving down the middle of the lane. Left hand won't drop. Rebounded Leitzinger. Here comes Wisconsin. Outlet over to Porter. Porter trying to fight through traffic. Has it outside right. Gives it back up to Leitzinger. Leitzinger hands off to Ronnie. Just right of center. Here's Porter driving in, trying to get around. Ellis does. Up off the backboard. No good. And it's hauled in by Stevenson. Almost 6 rebounds per game for Stevenson. That is her 6th rebound of the game. Here's Ellis outside. Right 3 is good. Ellis drains the triple from downtown, and Purdue scored the first 5 points of the third quarter. Now 52-23 Boilermakers. 29-point lead for Purdue. Porter hands off to Jimenez. Bouncing for Leitzinger. Back to the basket out on top. Now pivots on the right foot. Puts it on the floor. Trying to drive on Stevenson. Kick out to Stramick. Ball fake. Got by her defender. Bounces down though. Leitzinger counted and a foul. Leitzinger scores deep on the left side. And on Natalie goes to the free throw line. Wisconsin's leading scorer tonight has been Leitzinger. Now 9 points for Natalie. She can be the first Badger to double figures with a free throw here. And it's in. 3-point play good from Leitzinger. Now up to 10. 4 off tying her career high, which was set earlier this season against Boston College. Here's Terry working on Jimenez. Jimenez around Jimenez. Out to the right, a pass. Shot missed by Stevenson in the corner. Picked up Porter. Outside left, guides it to the left. Here's Stramick in the corner. A 3 is no good. Pops up. Porter comes away with the offensive rebound for Wisconsin. Curling through the lane. Layup comes up short. Picked up by Ellis, and Purdue has it. Ellis right sideline into the front court. Around Jimenez. Down the lane. Blocked out of bounds by Jimenez on a shot. It'll stay with Purdue. There's Jimenez showing some good defense there for the Badger freshman. Does have 2 fouls, has not scored. She has scored in double figures 4 of her last 7, including her last 2 games, but that streak in jeopardy. Terry trying to drive around Jimenez, and there is a foul as Terry missed the shot. That's going to be foul number 3 for Deianis Jimenez, and that likely means the freshman will go back to the bench. Comes at the 7:14 mark. So Janae Terry will have a pair, and Guillen will come in for Jimenez. Picks up her third personal at the 7:14 mark. And so now entering the game, the freshman out of Spain, Ana Guillen. And the free throw in by Terry. Now, Terry has an outside shot of getting a triple-double here. And she has two career triple-doubles. And here's Terry's second free throw, and that one's in. So after that free throw, the score now stands 54-26 Purdue. Terry has 8 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Here's Porter. Mid range on the right. Finds Guillen. Return pass to Porter. Right wing. Defended by Jones. Porter has it top of the arc. Gives it up to Copeland. Long range three from the left. No good off the backboard. Leitzinger had it and then lost it. And it rolls out of bounds off her foot. Almost an offensive rebound there by Nat, but it'll go to Purdue. 54-26 lead for the Boilers. Point lead for Purdue, led by as many as 29. Smith outside left, gives it up to Stevenson, left of the lane, good from 10. Stevenson knocks down the jumper, 56-26. Largest lead of the game now for Purdue. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Porter outside right for the Badgers. Left hand dribble, finds Guillen, steers to the left in Leitzinger. Guillen steps out to set the screen. Leitzinger drives away from the screen. Strong to the rim. No, but a foul. Leitzinger will pop back up as she falls to the floor and head to the free throw line. Wisconsin looking for some sort of scoring, and right now it's been Leitzinger in this game. The senior from Monroe scores 7 per game. And now is at 10 with a pair of free throws upcoming. And that first one falls off, no good. It's the second miss as a team for the Badgers. 8 of 10 from the charity stripe is Wisconsin tonight. Leitzinger's second one went halfway down and popped out. Stevenson grabs the rebound. Purdue front court, Terry, high left side. Gives it up to Jones, the freshman, defended by Schrammick. Inside pass. Harper back out to Terry. Short corner on the left. Jump pass. Fires it out. Layden. Quick shot. 3 rattles in. It's the fourth. Check it. The third three-point make for Layden. She's 3 of 4. From downtown. Now the fourth Purdue Boilermaker in double figures. She has 11. Here's Porter driving lane line left. Gives it up to Leitzinger. Outside left. Quick bounce pass inside. Schrammick around 2 and scores. Schrammick on the board, second field goal of the game. She's got 4 points. And I looked down at the stat sheet and a whistle, and now Purdue turned it over. 59-28 is your score. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. I'm not sure if Terry just stepped on the sideline, or the baseline, rather. I don't know about that. Yeah, so she was grabbing it tight at the baseline and was stepping out of bounds, and then quickly got her foot back inbounds, but they called her out. Guillen, a reverse up and in for the Badgers. Freshman scores 2 for Wisconsin down low. Cross-court pass to Terry. Porter defense. Terry, right-hand pass to the baseline on the right side. Stevenson, Guillen defends. Fade away. Short corner jumper, no good. Terry down low has the rebound. Passes out to Smith, left side 3, draws air, and it's grabbed in the corner by Stevenson, who got bumped out of bounds, and that'll be a foul. Check it, that was Jones, not Smith, with that last 3 miss. But Stevenson got bumped, and Schrammick will be called for her first. Second team foul against Wisconsin. And with 4:41 to play in the third quarter, got a timeout on the floor. 29-point Purdue lead, 59-30 Boilermakers over the Badgers. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, cloudy with flurries and a few snow showers, some patchy freezing drizzle, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, early flurries, then staying mostly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Mostly sunny in mid-30s for Monday, New Year's Day. Clouds in mid-30s for Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough, just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. John Audius with you here from Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. It's been all Purdue tonight, 59-30. Wisconsin has never had a lead in this game. Purdue has never trailed. 29 points lead right now. It's been up to 33 in this quarter. But Purdue is just shooting the lights out, 52% from the floor. They're a 41% shooting team. In fact, the Badgers have had a pretty good field goal percentage allowed for the season coming into this Big Ten matchup. Badgers opponents are shooting under 40% this year at 37%. It's a really good number for Wisconsin, and Purdue up to 52% shooting in this one. 59-30 is your score. Wisconsin, meanwhile, one player in double figures. That's Leitzinger with 10. And overall in the game, the Badgers are shooting just 30% from the floor. Back to the action here as Purdue has it on a drive. And the pass is picked off by Leitzinger. Jump pass by Swanson, intercepted by Leitzinger. Bounces high left side. This is Jimenez, who is playing out there with three fouls. 0-5 from the floor. Backdoor cut. Leitzinger off the feed by Jimenez. It rolls around and comes out no good. Just the type of night the Badgers are having. Here's the other side. A pass is knocked down by Guillen. Stolen by Leitzinger. Up ahead to Guillen. Euro stepping to the cup. Been a travel. Okay. It'll be Purdue basketball. And Purdue will take a timeout. 4:09 to go in this third quarter. Oilers take a timeout. 59-30 is your score. We'll take a timeout with them. Purdue up. 4:09 to go in the third over Wisconsin. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
We UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. John Audius with you from Mackey Arena. Wish I had better news, but it's Purdue 59, Wisconsin 30. Second Big Ten game of the season for the Badgers. Playing without leading scorer and leading rebounder Sarah Williams, who's back home in Madison, missing her second straight game. And they could have used her tonight. Wisconsin just 29% from the field. 2 of 10 from downtown. They have made 72% of their free throws, 8 for 11. Meanwhile, defensively, they could also use Williams, who leads the Big Ten at almost 3 blocks per game, because Purdue's shooting 52%. And down low, points in the paint for the Boilers, 26 of their 59 at down low. 26-12, they lead points in the paint. There's Terry and company, greeted by a double team at the midcourt stripe. Now they get it off to Jones. Short mid-range jumper from 10 feet is in. 3:51 to play, third quarter, 61-30, Purdue. Jimenez for the Badgers. Backdoor cut, Leitzinger catches from the left, slashes to the rim, counted and a foul. Leitzinger with two more and now has a chance at a three-point play. Natalie Leitzinger up to 12 points on 4-5 shooting. She's got 4 of the 11 field goals made for the Badgers tonight. And now at the free throw line, here is Leitzinger, and it's in. Three-point play good from Leitzinger, now one off of tying her career high. Backcourt, Jones throws it into the front court to Swanson. Pulls up, left elbow, jumpers in. Freshman out of Barrington, Illinois. The 2022 Illinois Miss Basketball knocks down the 15-footer. 30-point lead for Purdue. Jimenez finds some space down low and drives to the rim and finishes with the right hand. First field goal of the game for Dionis Jimenez. 63-35. Purdue lead in the ball. 3:14 to play, third quarter. Terry outside left, hands off to Swanson. Badgers will defend with Copeland out on top now on Jones. Stramick switches to pick her up. Left side, Terry. Entry pass down low on the left. Harper dribbles out of the double team. Back to Terry. Slashes in from the right. Pass to the right corner. Three laid and knocks it down. He's now 4-5 from outside the three-point arc tonight. Layden tied for a team high with 14 points. Jimenez, other side, got called for the walk. On her drive, pulled up left of the lane, made the short jumper. Oh, no, they're going to call an offensive foul on Jimenez. Excuse me. And that'll be foul number 4 for Jimenez, who walks to the bench and will have a seat with 2:43 to go in the third. So on the floor for Wisconsin, it's Stramick, Douglas, Copeland, Leitzinger, and Porter. 66-35, Purdue with the lead. They've led by as many as 33 points tonight. Here's Terry, outside right, trying to work on Stramick, has it in the lane and got called for the walk. Turnover, Terry. Turnover number 8 for Purdue tonight, but it's been all Boilermakers. They've never trailed. Porter pushes to Douglas, delivers to Leitzinger, leaves it for Schrammick. Schrammick from the free throw line. Now puts a move on Harper. Missed the shot down low on the left. Rebounded by Terry of Purdue. She has it in transition. Pushes to the right side. Swanson right around Copeland. Right of the lane. And it falls for the short jumper from Swanson. 68-35 Purdue. Largest lead of the games. It's at 33 right now. Copeland. Between the circles for Wisconsin. Defended by Terry out on top. Copeland's pass deflected high into the air. Back to Sanaya. Underhand scoop off to the right. To Porter. To Schrammick. Hands back off to Ronnie. Porter driving. Lane line right. Cradles the rock. Goes up with a shot. And it's rejected by Layden. Purdue picks up the loose ball. Swanson in transition. All alone. Three-pointer. Left to center. Too strong. Long rebound. Drops into the lap of Layden. A minute 24 to go. Third quarter. Purdue, 33-point lead. Right side, Layden. Porter defends. Pass to Terry. Loops it inside. Here's a drive by Harper up over Schrammick. Good with the left hand from the left side. 16 now for Harper on 7 of 8 shooting. A minute to play in the third. Schrammick has it, head of the key for the Badgers. Spins the pass to Copeland. Copeland has it, right-hand dribble. Now trying to work on Terry. Tries to drop it off inside for Schrammick. It goes over the head of her intended receiver, but it was tipped out of bounds by Purdue. Now Patty Bandla comes into the game for Wisconsin. Porter off a screen, catches right wing to Schrammick, fires inside. Douglas has it, blocked by Layden out of bounds. Lena. 7-0 Purdue run over the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Porter, right baseline, inbounding, looking, still looking, fires to the far side corner. Leitzinger, touch pass into Schrammick, tries to get it back to Natalie. It's loose on the floor as it got deflected. It's out near the sideline, high on the left side. Schrammick on the floor, fighting for that one. Jump ball, or did she slide out of bounds? It'll be Purdue basketball. ...70-35, a 35-point lead for Purdue. 38 seconds to go in the third. This is McKenna Layden now into the game. The freshman out to the right side. Three by Swanson's in. Eighth three-pointer by Purdue tonight. 8 of 16. All Boilers, 73-35. 13 seconds to play in the third. It's a 38-point lead. Purdue defending Porter to Leitzinger. Got it ripped away. Picked up from beyond half court. Near the buzzer, it goes out of bounds. And that's the end of the third quarter, they'll say. Probably should technically be some time on the clock, but... Oh, yeah, they're going to go look at it. I think they might pull everybody back here, as that was an air ball that went out of bounds by Purdue. So we'll keep it right here because I think they're going to put some time back on that clock. Wisconsin will have to inbound this one. But as the score stands right now, 73-35. So, yeah, they do put some time back on the clock. It's the right call. Purdue outscoring Wisconsin 26-12 this quarter. 0.9 on the clock. Inbounded, Patty Bandla catches. And that's the end of quarter number three. After three, Purdue 73, Wisconsin 35. We'll come back for the final 10 minutes of this one tonight. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
At Mackey Arena, John Oddie is with you. Tonight's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's spelled R-O-E-H-L. Tough one, Badger fans, tonight as Purdue has a 73-35 lead, 38-point lead before the Boilermakers just outscored Wisconsin in that third quarter, 26-12. Here's how the scoring has looked each of the three quarters. Purdue, after the first, led it 23-11, shot 49% from the floor. Second quarter saw the Boilers shoot 61% from the field and outscore Wisconsin by 12 at 24-12. That third quarter, Wisconsin shot 36% from the floor, Purdue 62%. And they outscored the Badgers 26-12 in the quarter. Leading scorer for Wisconsin is Natalie Leitzinger, one off tying her career high. She has 13 points, but then the scoring falls to Schrammick and Patty Bantla, each with 4 points. Purdue has put 4 players on the board in double figures, led by Harper, who has 16. Layden has knocked down 4 5-threes, has 14 points. Ellis with 12. Stevenson has 11. Sarah Williams not playing in this one for Wisconsin. Back home in Madison, missing her second straight game. Scores a team high 16 points per game, 10th in the Big Ten, and grabs a team best 9 rebounds per game and leads the Big Ten Conference with almost 3 blocks per game. So they, you can tell at this point, really missing the production of Williams, both rebounding, scoring, and defensively blocking shots. Here's Schrammick. A little give and go to Leitzinger, who leans in from the right side and a driving layup, and it's in. A career high now for Leitzinger. 15 points. 9:36 to play in the game. 73-37, Purdue. Terry with the rock. 8 points, 9 boards, 8 assists for Terry. Gives it up to her teammate Smith in the paint. Back out. Terry, right corner three. Line driver, no good. Into the lap with Schrammick. Gives to Porter. Pushes ahead. Patty Bantla got it stolen from behind. Picked away by Layden. Left side three's in the air. That one missed by McKenna Layden. Now Madison and McKenna, both sisters. In fact, Purdue has 3 sets of sisters on its roster. Tell you about that in a second. Here's Schrammick outside left. Schrammick just got her pocket picked by Jayla Smith. Smith with the steal. Smith transition, bouncing for Layden, back to Smith, low block right, finishes in. Transition game for Purdue, finish that one, 75-37, Boilers. 8:30 to go, but no, 3 sets of sisters. There is McKenna and Madison Layden. Also Caitlin and Elena Harper, the 6-year player and the sophomore. Douglas has it on the left side of the court. Reaching foul called against the Boilermakers. That's the first team foul. And then there's Mila and Amaya Reynolds. So 3 sets of sisters on this year's Purdue roster. 75-37, Boilers on top. Inbounds intended for Leitzinger in the lane from Porter. It's knocked free, stolen. Terry, transition, layup, drops, and one. 77-37, the lead up to 40 now for Purdue. And now Terry has 10 points. Trying to make that 11. She's 1 rebound and 2 assists away from a triple-double. Free throw in. 8:11 to go in the game. 40-point Purdue lead now up to 41. Porter, right corner, driving baseline all the way to the rim. Uncontested layups in. First field goal of the game for Porter. 4 points for the sophomore. 78-39. Purdue leading the ball. Terry between the circles. Bounces for McKenna Layden. Hands back off to Terry. Outside right. Spins the pass to Ellis. Ellis bangs into Leitzinger. Offensive foul. Right at the free throw line. Leitzinger and Ellis collide. And it's an offensive foul called against Purdue's leading scorer coming into play tonight. Jimenez comes into the game. She has 4 fouls. Guillen leaves. Porter leaves. So on the floor for the Badgers, it is Schrammick, Leitzinger, Grady, Jimenez, and Guillen. Guillen stays on the court. Leitzinger has it outside right. posting up, mid-post right, Stramick. She receives the pass in the lane. Up and under, layup came up short. Got it back, throws one off the backboard. No good, fighting with two Boilermakers is Stramick. Falls hard to the floor, and that'll be a foul against Purdue. Goes against Stevenson, and it is Purdue with team foul number three. 78-39 Purdue. 7:19 to go in this game. Baseline out of bounds. Leitzinger all the way into the backcourt. Jimenez grabs it. Has it high right side. Gives up to Stramick. Top of the key. Stramick looking for Leitzinger. Cutting to the rim. Got it knocked free. Picked up Guillen to Grady. Back to Guillen in the corner. Flips it past to Stramick. One dribble. Lets the three go. Off the backboard. No good. Rebounded Ellis. Purdue running. Ellis front court. Ellis free throw line. Bounces. Short corner on the right. Jumper is short. Picked up Terry. Inside. Finish. Won't fall for Stevenson. But she was fouled. And that one goes against Grady of Wisconsin, who's out on the court for the Badgers right now. And this puts Stevenson now at the free throw line. And that first free throw rolls in. Been all Purdue tonight. They lead by 40. 6:47 to go in the game. Next one, it's nothing but net. Well, up next for Wisconsin, a home game coming up against Nebraska next year. It'll be at the Kohl Center next Thursday. Leitzinger, deep on the left, throws it past to Grady, bounces inside off the hands of Stramick. Picked up Smith, poked away by Leitzinger, grabbed Jimenez, flying into the front court. D throws to the left side, Stramick to Leitzinger, just left of the wheel. Now Natalie holds. A short dump over to Stramick. Gets it over to Guillen, and then Stramick trying to post up on Ellis will be called for the foul. Yeah, Wisconsin's next game against Nebraska. 8 o'clock start time on Thursday night at the Kohl Center. The Badgers will be looking for their first Big Ten win of the year on the home court. Wisconsin 0-1 in Big Ten play coming into tonight, but trailing 80-39 with 6 minutes to go. Three hoisted up by Stevenson on the right. No, Terry, offensive rebound. Bounces inside off the hands of Stevenson, turnover. So Terry, now 11 points, 11 rebounds, and 8 assists for Purdue. Wisconsin's leading scorer is Natalie Leitzinger, 5 of 6 shooting. And that's a career high for Nat. Jimenez into the front court with the rock. 2 points for her, but she's been hampered by fouls tonight. Guillen catches, left to center, outside the arc for the Badgers. Fires a pass, deep on the left. Stramick backing down. Stevenson tries the window, no. Terry has it, lost it. Picked up Stevenson, back to Terry. Crosses the timeline. Top of the key to the free throw line. Kicks to the right side, Smith for three. She splashes it through. Jimenez, front court for the Badgers. 5:10 to go, 83-39 Purdue. Drives strong to the rim. Counted and a foul for Jimenez. Jimenez now to the free throw line to shoot one. By the way, Janae Terry needs one assist for a triple-double. 5:07 to go in the game, though. Will she be on the court long enough to get it? That's the question. And Terry and company lead at 83-41. And now it'll be Jimenez at the line. And the free throw falls for D. Terry's still out onto the court. So Katie Gerrels, head coach of Purdue, going to keep the point guard out there. 83-42 Purdue. Boilers have led by as many as 44 in the game. Here's Terry out on top. Needs one assist for a triple-double. Bounces inside Stevenson. One dribble. Up. Blocked by Guillen. But it'll stay with Purdue. And there's a timeout on the floor with 4:48 to go in this game. all Boilermakers. Purdue 83, Wisconsin 42. Back after this break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
For the Badgers tonight, John Audius with you from West Lafayette. 83-42, Purdue leads Wisconsin. It's time for tonight's ATC Smart Play of the Game, and let's go to the third quarter with Wisconsin's leading scorer tonight, Natalie Leitzinger. Bouncing for Leitzinger, back to the basket, out on top. Now pivots on the right foot, puts it on the floor, trying to drive on Stevenson. Kick out to Stramick, ball fake, got by her defender, bounces down though. Leitzinger, counted and a foul. Leitzinger with the layup, and that ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. Tonight's game also brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. So, 83-42, Purdue has the advantage over Wisconsin. Boilermakers shooting 54% from the floor. Wisconsin 33% from the field. Purdue has made 9 three-pointers, 9 of 19. Wisconsin 2 of 11. But the Badgers' offense just has not had much going for it tonight. Leading scorer, Leitzinger, 15 points. But then after that, the production falls to 5 from Jimenez. And she has not seen the court very much tonight. Because of foul trouble, she's played 17 minutes so far in this game. So back to the action. Terry's pass is poked away. Grabbed by Stevenson. They give it back out to Terry, high left side. Jimenez defends outside left. Terry dribbles between the legs. Drives to the free throw line. Has it step through. Puts one up as the shot clock's winding down. And it falls. 85-42, Purdue. 4:27 to go in the game. Guillen catches, bouncing for Grady, and it's stolen by Smith. Terry inside to Smith, who lost it out of bounds. No, did not dribble off her foot. Must have deflected off a Wisconsin Badger from my vantage point here at Mackey. It looked like Smith went off her foot. She seemed a little surprised, too, but ball stays with Purdue. Terry will inbound. Still with 9 assists, 1 assist away from a triple-double. As you can tell, Purdue's trying to get that for Terry. Inbounds pass off the hands of her teammate. 1 dribble up, though. It's picked up by Reynolds, and Mila Reynolds, the sophomore transfer from Maryland, scores. 87-42. Largest lead of the game now for Purdue. It's at 45. Guillen has it outside right for the Badgers. Jimenez catches a pass between the circles, spins all over to Grady. Free throw line extended on the left. Back to Jimenez, working on Terry, driving, kicking, Guillen catching, Grady now has it and splashes the three from left to center. Third three-point make of the game for Wisconsin. 3:37 to go in this one. 87-45, Purdue. Terry dribbles into the front court, greeted by Jimenez right at the midcourt stripe. Now Terry has it out on top. Pass to the right. Back to Terry. Terry driving on Jimenez. Looking, pivoting. Fires a shot with 7 on the shot clock. No good. And poked out of bounds. Last touch, Purdue. Badgers going to have to regroup from this one and get ready for Thursday night. We'll have Nebraska at home. Terry now comes out of the game, one assist shy of a triple-double. 13 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists. Jimenez bounces, high post, Guillen pivoting, out to Cron, return pass to Guillen. Gives it up to Jimenez, outside left. Sets the screen, Giannis dribbles behind her back, now spins, turns, fires, and it rolls in. Jimenez up to 7, trying to extend her current streak of 2 straight games with double figures in scoring. She needs 3 to get there for her third straight. 2:36 to play, though. All Purdue by 40. Entry pass inside to Reynolds. Kicks out to the near side corner, and it's off the hands of Swanson and out of bounds. Wisconsin basketball. Purdue turns it over. 12th turnover of the game, but Purdue a distinct advantage on points off turnovers. 25-2. Here's Jimenez. Into the front court for Wisconsin with the dribble. Finds Guillen. Fires a pass inside. Grady catches down low on the right. Counted and the foul. So Grady will go to the free throw line to try to make a 3-point play here for the UW. And that foul called against the freshman Munson, who's played in 8 games this season, out on the floor right now for Purdue. And here is Grady for Wisconsin. And that free throw drops. That's Tessa Grady, freshman out of Dublin, Ohio, was a 1,000-point scorer in high school. Her mother played basketball at UMass. Her brother played football at Wisconsin for 4 years. Here's Stevenson, jumper in the right corner, fouled by Jimenez. That'll be foul number 5. So Giannis Jimenez falls out of this game, won't get to double figures tonight. 7 points, 2 assists and a rebound. Limited time on the court because of those foul issues. Copeland comes in. Free throw is in. And the second one is good as well. For Rashunda Jones. ...89-50 Purdue. They've had as much as a 45-point lead. A minute 47 to go in this one. Here's Cron. Left-hand dribble. Has it outside. Left step back. 3 is no good. Boxing out and grabbing the rebound is Elena Harper, the sister of Caitlin Harper. 90 seconds to go in this game from West Lafayette. Block from behind. Copeland gets a big rejection down low on Jones, who is down low on the right block. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Purdue. Leitzinger comes in. Career high for her tonight with 15. That's Natalie Leitzinger. Minute 25 to go. Coming up after the game, we'll run through the numbers for you, listen to some highlights, take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard. We'll also hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Inbounds pass was kicked. Purdue will have it again. Inbounds, caught down low by Harper. Kicks it out. Now a pass to the corner. The 3 ball is missed by Monson. Offensive rebound, Purdue. Munson gives it up to Jones, who had missed the last 4 games coming into play tonight. Right elbow jumper is no good, and it's hauled in by Grady. 60 seconds to go on this one. Cron skips a pass all the way to the near side. Guillen catch and shoot with the 3. It's no good off the left side of the rim. Jones, front court for Purdue, around Cron, drops it off the hands of Reynolds. Bobble gathers. Now to Layden out on top. She'll drive, kick to the left side. It's Munson working on Guillen, tries the reverse, comes up no good. Cron has the rebound for Wisconsin. 30 seconds to play in this game, 89-50 Purdue. Guillen for Wisconsin, free throw line extended on the left. Spins a pass to Grady, out to Cron on the right. Vanderpool sets the screen. Here's Cron, free throw line. Return pass back to Sasha. Missed the shot down low on the right. Rebounded by Purdue with 10 seconds to go. And this one's going to come to an end tonight in West Lafayette. Tough one for the Badgers. They'll take it on the chin tonight. 89-50. Purdue wins. They never trailed in this game. Once again, that final score. Purdue 89, Wisconsin 50. We'll hear from Badgers head coach Marissa Mosley here in just a second as the Badgers trail by as many as 45 in this game, all Purdue. And with that loss, UW is now 7-5 this season and 0-2 to start Big Ten play. And we'll get the headset over to head coach Marissa Mosley, and we'll talk about this one. Wait for the coach to get her headset on courtside. Coach Mosley, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Let's talk about this one. We're live on the air. 89-50, the final score. I know you missed Sarah Williams tonight. How much did you miss her scoring here this evening?
It almost feels like a rhetorical question there. tremendously. I mean, a lot of what we do and how we play, goes through Sarah. And I think, we have some different people playing in different positions and on the road. And, I don't have the stat sheet in front of me, but we let Purdue have a record night, I think, from the three. And, all in all, I got to do a better job of getting us prepared, and even if we're down a huge key piece.
Deanna Jimenez was really hampered by foul trouble. How much did you miss her out on the court because of those fouls?
Yeah, I mean, I think, this season she's been an integral part of what we've done as well. And, her and Sarah in a 1-2 punch. And obviously, you see Ronnie has a mask on, so we're not totally at full steam. And so, that's not a great combination. So I think we got to be able to regroup and, turn the page and get ready for our next opponent and get healthy.
Yeah, final question for you. Natalie Leitzinger did finish with a career high tonight. She scored 15 points, and she really, scored a lot of those down low. What'd you like from Leitzinger?
Yeah, I've said often that Nat is, really just a heart and soul, and she competes. She gives you everything that she's got. And so, obviously I'm always proud and love the opportunity to get to coach that kid.
Thanks for the time, Coach.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley down courtside as the Badgers fall to Purdue 89-50, the final score here this evening. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the postgame show in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Patrick, watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree.
One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. John Audius with you from West Lafayette. Tough one for the Badgers tonight. 89-50. Purdue wins this one over Wisconsin. Celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. So, Badgers fall. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First, with the team statistics, as Purdue ends up shooting 51.5% from the floor, 35 of 68. They knock down 9 of 23 point shots. That's 45%. And hit 10 of 13 at the free throw line, 77%. Compare that to Wisconsin. Tough night shooting for the UW. 35% from the floor for Wisconsin. They were 18 of 51. Hit 3 of 14 three-point shots. That's 21%. And made 11 of 14 from the free throw line tonight. That was 79% shooting. That 35% from Wisconsin is not a season low, but it definitely was a tough one here tonight. Let's take a look deeper at the numbers. Purdue 20 plus 20 in rebounding, 44 to 24, including 17 offensive rebounds for the Boilermakers. The Badgers grabbed 5, and that led to a 16-7 lead tonight in second chance points for the Boilers. Turnovers, another big area there for Purdue. Wisconsin turned it over 21 times, 12 turnovers for Purdue. And the difference in points off turnovers was plus 20 for the Boilermakers. 25-5. Points in the paint, plus 14 for Purdue. 40-26. On the fast break, plus 10 for Purdue. 10 zip. And off the bench, Wisconsin outscored the Boilers tonight, 29-21. 23 assists as a team for Purdue. Wisconsin finished with 11. 12 steals tonight for Purdue. Wisconsin finished with half that at 6. Badgers did have more blocked shots, however, 5-3, the advantage for Wisconsin there. But it was all Purdue. Biggest lead tonight came in the fourth quarter when they led by 45 points, and they win it here tonight by 39 points. 89-50, the final score. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
The Todd Almost Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The D3.
D3 right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers won it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three in the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three.